It's 8:31. The National Park Service has launched a plan to hire park rangers who can do it all. Search and rescue, police work, even some medicine. They've teamed with Temple University in Philadelphia to offer park ranger internships. After graduating from college, the students are converted to full-time rangers. The program is called Pro Ranger Philadelphia. And joining us to explain how this is going to work is Jill Hawk, the regional chief ranger for the National Park Service Northeast Region. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, the idea for this program, where did it come from?
It came from an idea back in 2007, a request by the Northeast Regional Director to create an intake program to address the law enforcement diversity and recruitment and retention issues specifically in the Northeast region of the National Park Service.
So you have a lot of people that are going to retire in the next few years, and this is demanding work. Is that that's what's motivating you?
It is. We have approximately 55% of our workforce in the Northeast region that's eligible to retire in the next 5 years in our law enforcement ranks. In addition, we have a very difficult time recruiting and retaining younger employees to stay in our urban areas, for example, Independence Hall in Philadelphia as well as in Boston.
Yeah, in other words, people want to be outdoors in the country, in the parks, and not standing behind a booth somewhere. Is that not kind of the way you describe it?
Well, not necessarily. There are park rangers in the National Park Service do multiple different jobs. And the myth of the National Park Service ranger is that all of our rangers want to be out west. They want to be Yosemite, Yellowstone, Mount Rainier. However, there's significant, we have over 270 law enforcement rangers in the Northeast region, and those are the rangers that we're looking at. Not only are they in our urban environments doing law enforcement, but they're also at Shenandoah, Acadia. So we have a multi-blended area that we need to reprogram is targeted for our urban areas. They are doing law enforcement. They're not in a booth. They're out doing full law enforcement duties in the national parks.
Tell me about this partnership. Is this an unusual way to get more people and to recruit? Is this unique?
Well, I don't think it's that unique. I think we have possibly a little bit more structure around it. It is a four-year program, so we're not just going in and recruiting for the Student Career Employment Program, otherwise known as the SCEP program. So it is recruiting at the freshman sophomore year to get them into the National Park Service, to get them exposure to the mission of the Park Service, to see if it is a career that they would enjoy and that they would be mission-focused. And so it's an investment in them as human beings as they want to get into the workplace and progress them through 2 to 3 internships and then send them to a law enforcement academy, then convert them into the Student Career Employment Program. So it's a longer-term academic employment and training program focused on all of those things. We'll also be engaging the students during the school year in academic credit on the National Park Service, what we call our fundamentals program. And so it's a longer-term investment in those students, and especially given this economic outlook and the job situation, it gives the students actually more flexibility in what they want to do in their careers.
Now, we're talking urban locations in many cases and police work. So what do you tell them in what manner the work for the National Park Service differs from going to work for the local police station that's next door?
Well, I think a lot of ways it's very similar. However, it's also very different. Very mission-oriented, very focused on the resource protection aspect of preserving our national heritage. But it also has those same type of law enforcement activities, for example, that Philadelphia Police Department has. We have rangers who are out walking the sidewalks and protecting the buildings, protecting the people that are visiting the parks. And alongside of that are the normal things that happen in the city of Philadelphia. So our rangers have to be able to deal with it all. But there's a larger focus on the mission orientation of preserving the national heritage and coming to work, doing something that's very much worth doing, just like regular police work is, but on a scale that has to do also with the national heritage. And the young people that we have engaged at Temple want to do that. They're incredibly motivated to do something good for their communities with a higher purpose of the environment and protecting our national heritage. So it's amazingly refreshing to get there to engage them in that opportunity.
Jill Hawk is a regional chief ranger in the Northeast region for the National Park Service, talking to us about this new program. And I want to know how it works. I mean, do you have feds going onto campus and talking to students in class? Do they get coursework credit? How is this going to work?
Well, we just hired a Pro Ranger Philadelphia program manager who will be sitting at Temple University, and he just actually started his new job 2 weeks ago. And so we are sitting there. We are going into classes, recruiting like other employers do as well at Temple. However, we are creating a one-hour credit program per semester for the students that are accepted into our program. And so Temple has engaged us with the academic side of the three-pronged structure of this program, and we believe that's really where the success is going to come in investing in these students throughout the school year, so it's just not a summer job, that we invest for the long-term dedication to the National Park Service, and we hope that in the long run that's going to help with our retention efforts. So our Pro Ranger program manager at Temple will also be recruiting in the schools at Temple, but also engaging high schools around the Philadelphia area to encourage students to look at the National Park Service, especially the law enforcement ranger, as a career choice, in our hopes that we recruit from the local area, then students will be more apt to stay in this area and therefore stay with long-term employment.
And if things work out in this program, could it become a model for other regions of the country?
I think so. There's actually we have a sister program out in San Antonio. It's called Pro Ranger San Antonio. It's working with San Antonio College and a consortium of universities in that town. There's a Pro Ranger program manager there as well. And they are addressing similar issues along the border with hiring, recruitment, and retention. So it's a program that we believe this is our pilot year. Both programs have our first cohort that just completed their first summer orientation. They're back at school now. So we'll be reviewing the success of the summer, things that we need to work on, and we'll be sharing those across program lines with San Antonio. And I believe once we get a little bit more structure and learn more about how it worked and how we can improve, that it definitely would be a model for people to alter for what their experiences and what their needs are.
Jill Hawk is the Regional Chief Ranger for the National Park Service Northeast Region, talking with us about Pro Ranger Philadelphia. And we want to thank you so much for your time and your insight this morning. Good luck to you with the program.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
And we want you to find more and listen to this full interview on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.